News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Yesterday, Enoch Burke's mother, Martina, and her sister, Amy, were arrested at Castlereagh Prison on foot of a court order for their contempt of court, leaving one question remaining, which is, what does one do when all of the action that has been taken in terms of punitive measures in respect of the Burke family not only doesn't seem to be having the desired effect, but seems to be counterproductive? Stuart Gilhooly is with us. He's solicitor and past president of the Law Society of Ireland. Stuart, if we go right back to the genesis of all of this, we had a teacher who was subject to a disciplinary procedure, and the expectation would be that'll resolve the matter. That didn't resolve the matter. It became a process of dismissal. That didn't resolve the matter. That then became a contempt process. That didn't resolve the matter. Everything that is done to solve this makes it worse. So what do you do?
God, I think if we knew the answer to that, Anton, they'd have done it by now. It's one of these extremely unique situations that has never really arisen in the Irish courts before, or possibly in any courts before. It's certainly, we've never come across anybody quite like, particularly like Mr. Enoch Burke. So, the courts have tried a lot of measures so far. The most obvious one they've tried is jailing Mr. Burke. And he has now spent over 600 days in prison, and which is more, than any other contempt prisoner has ever spent in prison in Ireland. So he's a record holder in that regard. But they've tried other methods, which include fining him. I've somewhat lost track as to what the level of his fines are now, but certainly in September last year, it was up to €225,000 that he owed. And I think he's on €2,000 a day, but they don't seem to be able to recover any of that money either. So the options are very limited here.
Now, if you take those, I mean, that is in essence, unless there are a million squirreled away we don't know about, that is in essence being bankrupted if you have fines accruing to that degree, particularly if they are continuing to accrue. 600 days in prison and the impact on the broader family. If none of that has an effect, do we simply lather, rinse, repeat in perpetuity?
It does seem that way. I mean, bear in mind, we have had some of the finest legal brains in this country have dealt with this problem. I mean, he's appeared before any number of high court judges, some of whom are extremely bright people, and they have racked their brains as to how to deal with this person and what measures they can use. I can assure you that the last thing they want is a man like Enoch Burke in prison. The prisons are not there for people like him. They're not. The civil contempt laws are not in place to have people in jail in perpetuity. But unfortunately, it does look as though the only answer to this problem is to say, is to deprive him of his liberty. Because if we don't do this, he will return to that school and he will stand in those premises and he will do what he's been expressly forbidden from doing. And the school are entitled to have the order that they've sought enforced properly. And they're entitled to say to the courts, if this man won't comply with this order, we want you to do something with him. And the only thing they seems to be able to do is to put him back in jail so that he can't go there.
And Stuart, has the system any mechanism for strategizing around an issue like that? Or does it fall to individual judges each time Enoch Burke or one of the Burkes shows up in court? As in, can the judiciary sit down and say, what do we do in our approach as a totality to this matter?
I think they certainly can, and I don't know if they have, but I would be surprised if there hasn't been some sort of strategy thought about here, because it's in a general terms. Obviously, I don't think they can talk about an individual person, as a whole. But I think in general terms, they can sit down and say, well, look, what can we do about this? Surely there must be a better way. And I do genuinely believe that if there was a better way, they would have done it. And I think they've looked at other countries. They've seen what do other countries do about things like this. And they don't have any answers, because usually 99.999% of people, if you say to those person, you will go to jail if you don't comply with a court order, they would eventually say, I am going to comply with the court order, because they don't want to be in jail. But Enoch Burke is unique.
In this instance, though, as well, Stuart, it's probably there is a catalyst in this that hasn't really been present until the last decades or two, which is the reality of social media. If this was 20 years ago, you would get coverage in the media and then they would move on and it would be a lone voice in the wilderness. Whereas this is getting continued traction with millions of eyeballs following it, so it becomes a righteous cause. The system doesn't seem set up to be able to deal with that.
It doesn't really. But I mean, you know, social media and the internet has changed everything in all of our lives. I think it's easy for us to say, well, there must be a solution. But I've yet to come across anybody who has found that solution. Nobody seems to know what the answer can be. I also think it's a little naive in this instance to think that this is all about social media. It's all about eyeballs. I genuinely believe that Enoch Burke and the Burke family in general are absolutely zealous in this regard. I think they really, really believe in their cause. And I'm not even entirely sure that this is a question of, the cause being made, bigger in the media. But I mean, I don't know. I could be wrong about that. But I do believe that they are utterly believe in what they're doing, and that's why they're so difficult to deal with, and that's why it's so hard to come up with a solution to the problem.
Stuart, thanks very much for your time this morning. Stuart Gilhooly, solicitor and past president of the Law Society of Ireland.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk, conversation that counts.